speak about Echad Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy Echad Kiguf HaPashet, Shu Echad B'mispar Ava Mekabal Chaluk Ava Pitzor Ad Bliisof. And not even when you have something which is not divisible into different chalakim that are separate entities, like hydrogen and oxygen, you divide them into different entities that are separate elements. But even if you have something which is a uniform element, it's all the same. It's all hydrogen, whatever it is. But you can still divide it up into smaller parts. Everything that we have in this world, that we know of in this world, you can always divide it, keep dividing it into smaller parts. Maybe you need a microscope and you need a knife which is smaller, which is finer. What?
Might explode.
Okay, but whatever it is, anything that we know of in this world, you can keep dividing. So it says that's all not like the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim al Echad, he's one. Achdus shein Achdus k'moyeh b'shum panim. An Achdus that is not similar to any other Achdus that we know of. V'zeh yisai ha'sheini mayra rav ma'ashenemar shema Yisrael Hashem al-Kin Yashem Echad. This is the Yisrael Hashemi, and that's the pasuk referring to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? So the Rambam says that when we speak about Hashem Echad, we don't mean that, it's not like we're not coming off these types of Greek or Roman ideas of these different gods who are battling with each other, and we say Hashem Echad, we say there's only one God. Now, that we already spoke about in the first Dikur. In the first Dikur, we already spoke about that there's a God who everything is totally on him and he's not totally on anything else, right? That means that there's not two kaychas who are independent of each other. If you have two kaychas who are independent of each other, then you can't say that everything is totally on one kaychas. And you can't say that kaychas is not totally on anything else. Rather, he's speaking about, we've already established there's one kayach, but the nature of this kayach is that it has an achdos, there's a uniformity, singularity. This kayach is not similar at all in any sense to anything that we have, and it is totally uniform. What?
So could be malachim that are in charge, like if they're in charge of certain things, right? You know, Hashem, could take control of them, but sometimes they could.
If they're totally tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give them a tafka, give them a job to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind whenever he wants, and he can decide whatever he wants. So they're totally tali on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It doesn't mean he's telling them to do every single thing, though. It could be that like they're doing things, but if Hashem wants to intervene, he could.
Right, in other words, we don't have a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a kayak that he no longer has control of. He can give a kayak as long as he's still going to be in control of it.
Is he in control? He's doing it, or that means he has the power to do it?
No, let's say he gives the malachim the ability to do a certain ma'isa, but anytime he wants, he can take away that ability.
So that means that a malach can do something that Hashem didn't tell it to, even though it's ultimately within Hashem's ratzon, but it doesn't mean that. So I'm saying so theoretically, it wouldn't be kfirah to, let's say, believe the same things, let's say, that the Greeks believed in, that they have all these. Instead of calling them gods, just their malachim instead, and then above them is also this.
What they would believe is that there's different kaychas that can fight with each other, in the sense that you have one kaych, the god of the water is going to want to do one thing, but the god of the sky is going to do another thing, and they have to see who's more powerful. So we believe that there's only one power, and any other kaych is only totally on that kaych, of that ilas hakol, on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source for everything.
Malachim can still fight.
Can malachim fight with each other? If I could, who wants them to?
We said that when there are two independent forces of Earth, that means that there's something created them.
That when you have two independent forces, so definitely it means that you can't say that both of them are not affected at all by anything else, right? If you have two things that are not affected at all by anything else, it doesn't make sense. Like, let's say one of them wants to do one thing, one of them wants to do another thing. Like, what's going to happen? Right? You can't have two things that totally have all the kayach and not dependent on anything else. If you have two things, so behechrach, one of them is going to be more powerful, or they'll both be telling on each other, they'll only do things together. Either way, that's a stira to what it means to be a god, what it means to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that you're totally on someone else, some other power to get something done. of a vice. The way the Rambam writes is Tafos Tshuva. Chamisha hein anekra minim ha'imer she'ein shem aleika ve'ein lo manig. If you say there's no God, there's no one runs the world, you're called a min. You say there is a manik, but he's made up of two or more. That is going to kfira. And the second ikar, that means that you're not, you say Hashem is not echad. The way that Ram writes this in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, he elaborates a little more. Eloika zeh echad hu, this God is one. Ve'ein shnayim v'yayser al shnayim. He's not made up of two. He's not made up of more than two. Ela echad. There's nothing that's as singular as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not like a man that is kind of many individuals. And not echad like an entity that's one, but you could break it up into different parts. There's nothing similar to that oneness that is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If there were different parts to this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they would have to be physical. Says, if you're going to have, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made up of many parts. So it says, what does that mean? In what sense are they parts? You know, in other words, there's one kayach that is the Siba for everything, that is the cause for everything. Everything's tamei, but it's made up of different parts. In what sense is different parts? That means that, like, part of it's here, part of it's there. That means we're giving it some sort of physical reality. We're saying that it has a guf. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a guf, hayo like kates v'tachlos, efshali is guf she'ein like kates. A guf necessarily means that at some point it ends. Guf is not going to last forever. The call sheyesh l'guf ha'kates v'tachas, yesh l'kayach ha'kates v'saif. Any guf has a limit to its kayach. Ve'el ikenu baruch shemai hayel v'kayach ha'ein l'kates v'ein ha'paisik sh'yagag al-sav v'tabim ein kayach ha'kayach ha'guf. Since we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kayach has no saif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kayach is infinite, it can't be tali on a guf. Ha'el v'ein ha'guf v'el ha'maris ha'guf v'skeshi nechak v'nifrid me'acher. And since it's not a glyph, it can't be that it's separate into different parts. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be just one. This idea is a mitzvah saseh, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad.
You say that Hashem is like kind of like part of everything, right? Like, you know, it's like a desk is
Hashem,
and in some way part of Hashem. There's like nothing outside of where Hashem is.
Yeah. I don't know. We can get to that hopefully soon. I think that the way that we perceive the world and the way that we're supposed to perceive the world, you know, there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the desk.
Just nothing in relation to him. In other words, like, it's not like Hashem's in the whole world means he's also in the desk, you know?
I don't know. What? So we'll see. What's that? So the Zayir, the Nefesh HaChayim, we bring down the Zayir. The Zayir says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memalei Kol Alamin V'Seivei Kol Alamin. Right, but Malei Kol Alamin means he fills the whole world. Seiviv Kol Alamin means he revolves around the world. Right, so Seiviv Kol Alamin would have a mashmais that he's not part of this world. He's Seiviv around it, and the Malei Kol Alamin means he fills up this whole world. Now, the Nefesh HaChayim says the difference in perspective between the kind of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective and from the way we're supposed to see it. You know, we're supposed to see it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Seiviv Kol Alamin. There's a world here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls. The emes is, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that we should view the world is as Seiviv Kol Alamin, that he is kind of, you know, above us and controlling things from outside.
Is it possible for us to understand how Hashem could be only one if, like, if we see there's different things, there's a desk and there's a floor and there's air and there's trees, that's all different things. So
That's not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the Brias of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Brias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. I don't think that's a kasha. We'll get to that a little more, but I think simply I don't think that's a problem.
Why is two many more physical than one?
So say that it's a very good question. You're asking, the Rambam says, if it's two things, what do we mean that it's divided in two? divided in two means that, well, there's two parts, and parts are necessarily chalakim to something that's physical. If it's not physical, what does it mean that it's parts? Well, there's two parts. So you just say, okay, so what do you gain? You say it's one. One is also something that's physical. One means that it's one entity. One entity is a physical entity. If it's not a physical entity, then just like there's no two, there's no one. When we speak about numbers, when we speak about counting, we speak about amounts, right? One is the first of a series of numbers. When we speak about things that aren't physical, the same way, not shy after two, three, it's not shy after one either. That's a very good question. The Moreh Nebuchadnezzar discussed that a few places, but one of the places is on the paper here, so hopefully we'll get to it like in a minute.
Doesn't it mean that they have to come together, or one of them needs to come? It's just a thing.
I don't know. I don't know. If it's one entity,
it's not one. It's something.
I don't know. If it's one entity that could be divided in some any way. So the Rambam says that's clear. If you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one entity, it's possible to be divided, because that's not one. It doesn't have to be that two separate things, mamash, like came together. Even if it's one entity, it's possible to be divided. It's clear.
Parts.
Yeah, but but the point is that when you have two parts, it must be that it's something physical, because if it's not physical, what does it mean that it's two? So the same thing, if you have one part, it also must be something physical. That's what you're just asking. All right, so let's see we can skip the Abarbanel now for now, but let's see the Moreh Nebuchadnezzar here, Chelek Aleph Perek Nun Zayin. What you also have to know, we speak about one or many, we speak about something that is a mikra, something which is additional to something in the sense that it's one or many. It's already explained in the Sefer that's called Masha Achar HaTava. That's metaphysics. That's one of Aristotle's books, metaphysics. Just like the number is not the thing, so then if you have 10 sheep, so there's sheep and there's 10 sheep. The sheep are not, the 10 are not the sheep. So you have one of something, the one is also not the thing. They're all numbers in the series of counting. Who is uniform in truth, and this is what you're just saying, the same way we can't speak of him as being many, to speak of him as being one is just a shaker just as much. Says the truth is, echad is a very, very incorrect word. The word one is not accurate. It's sheker with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, we don't have the proper words to describe it. I guess, we don't have the proper words because we don't really understand things that don't relate to things in this physical world. So we don't have words to understand it. He says that's a problem with all the shyness, that there's a limited number of words, there's a limited number of words to describe things. So at some point, we kind of just have to use the words that we have, even though it's not really going to be something accurate. It says the same thing applies. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kadmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first being. He was here before everything else. So that before, after, first, second, those are all relevant to things that are totally on time. When something is within the realm of time, you could say it's before or after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not within the realm of time. Before, after, first, second has no meaning. Well, Lamaisa, we don't have words to discuss things that are not relevant to time, so that's the best that we can do. And he says, Ka'imer ha'arech v'akotzer b'mikra kav. Chom yishleya siyeyu mikra zman, lo yebra rabemes l'kavim v'l'chadosh. Kibay yishleber b'mesikas l'muuvas l'yishara. He says, like, it's kind of like if I ask you, how sweet is this fruit? And you say, it's crooked or it's straight. Crooked and straight have no shaykhus to sweetness. Before, after, one, two, has no shaykhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you ever call on the Leach Leitafel? I ask you how a song sounds. How is that call? It's a little salty, a little bland. You know, that salty has no shaykhus to a call. Beilu advarim ein helem bema mishirko bavalas anyanim kviya mitasa v'luchinam basagas haseicha lahem v'hipashtoi oisam loy b'chalas ashe yirah l'amilas. B'kol ma shetimtzeeyu. This is important. Kol ma shetimtzeeyu b'svarim. Shetar Hashem yisaga merishayin v'achrayin. Anytime you speak about Svarim writing about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the realm of a Rishayin, a first, an Achrayin, Hu ketara yisaga b'ayzer v'ayin. That's the same as we see sometimes that the Torah refers to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as having an ear, having an eye. That's just the best way for us to understand it. And the point is, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kadmai, that means that nothing changes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not Chas V'Shalom that he is totally on Zman. Shiktas Hekish Beinoyu Bein Zilosoi B'Masha Zman V'Yerish V'Achram. So too, when we say he's echad, he's one. Inyanai she'ein inyan day melay leishin achdus davik la'atzmai. So it's the same thing when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. We don't mean he's one the way that we see things in this world are one. It's a way of saying there's nothing else in this world that is in any way comparable or similar to him. He's singular in that sense that there's nothing in this world that we can say is any comparison to him. So Yehuda's asking a very important question, right? The question is that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, he's one, l'chair, that is putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the realm of our physical understanding of things in this world, that they could be one, they could be many. And the Rambam says that is obviously not true. In the same way we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmai, he's first. He precedes everything else. That means l'chair that he's totally on time and he came first. He says both of these things are not true. But Lamaisa, we don't have the proper words to understand, to describe these aspects that we don't have any shaykhs to in the physical world. So the same way we use the term Aizen and Ayin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have an Aizen and an Ayin, but enables us to have some sort of way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kadmai, we just mean that there was never a change with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad, we mean that there's nothing in this world which in any way is comparable or similar to him, but not that he's actually one. One has no meaning. Kapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam, that's how he describes the idea of Hashem Echad, which is when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that is the second Yisayid of our Emunah. Now, what people are touching on before is that the Mekubalim have like a different take on what it means Hashem Echad. In the non-Mekubalim, so Hashem Echad has to do with the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't really have to do with the nature of our Olam. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's a manig of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's the source for the world, and everything's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem Echad has to do with the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with the nature of this world. But if you look, I just picked out three pieces from Nefesh HaChaim here. He's Ma'arich a lot, but three pieces I thought were most important for this. So the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I fill up the Shemayim v'aretz. V'yaseh refers from Mishnah Torah v'yadata hayom ki Hashem hu elokim b'shemayim ma'al v'aretz mitachas einai. It's more mefurish in Dvarim. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elokim b'shemayim ma'al v'aretz mitachas einai. There's nothing else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ha'Torah reis t'chadas ki Hashem elokim einai milvadai. Nothing aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu mamish kim ashmai. Says that's exactly how it sounds. There's nothing else aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shem b'china n'kuda prata sh'b'chol ha'lamas. El yaynim tachtaydim b'abriyas kuram rak atzmas achduzay ha'pashri yisparach shmarabat. All there is in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. how it's a little hard to understand because we see ourselves, we see tables, we see chairs, and what do we mean? All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's hold off on this. Va'inyan ki vaday ha'emes, says the truth is shemitzidai yisbarach, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gamata acher shebara v'chadesh v'chidesh ha'ramas b'rtzayde. Once he was b'irei and v'chadesh ha'ramas, hu memalei kol ha'ramas v'mekoymes v'abriyas kuram b'shivoy gomor v'achtus pashat. Ve'idai mavadei kimashmai mamish k'mesh k'safti l'av m'kreis b'frashim b'shem rakeach zal. K'mai shetikdu on the kadbeninu zal v'aymer k'idu v'atfila atu atchoy nivra ha'ram atu mishinivra ha'ram. Right, so I'm Rav Shekhar Nivra Ramos, Britsone, Apostle Yisbarach, and calls that in Shum Shinoi Vizchalchus Kas Pashalom. Vreshum Chatzitam Machamasam Baatmas Achdusai Apostle, who gam Antaki Kaidim Abria, Sheakom Malay Atmas Ain Saif Baruchu, Gam Bemakim Shaim Din Haramas Ata. So he says that Mitzidai Yisbarach, from before the Bria, when all there was that Kadosh Baruch Hu, till after the Bria, there was no change, no shinoi whatsoever. And that's, says the Lashon, Atu Atshoi Nivra Ha'ilam, Atu Mishin Nivra Ha'ilam. Kabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his perspective, nothing at all changed. All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that we see is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be viewing things, but in the MS Mitzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo kam b'chal inyin yichud pasuk rishon dekriya shema Hashem akei Hashem kriya shema yisho shema Hashem akei Hashem echad ratzo v'aymer v'chavein shu yisbaruch hu l'keinu ba'al kaychais u'mekar shayresh nishmaseinu v'chiyuseinu v'shal kol abruim v'aramas v'af shabara v'metzias metzias kaychais v'aramas u'briyais. Even though he created all the Bria, the Kaychis, im kol zeh hu bebechinas havaya ve'echon mitzidai yisbarach. She'ina bruim kuram chaytzich ha'shom kal negachtus ha'pashu yisbarach ha'marikol v'nikra gam ata havaya ve'echon. Fine, so he expressed this idea, which is a popular idea in the Mekubalim, is that when we say Hashem Echad, it's not just that the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Rather, it's that that's all there is. Now, Hashem Echad is not Hashem is one, but all there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that that there's a difference in the way the world exists, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that we should see things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with the Bria that there should be another perspective, that there should be a Bria that could be perceived as something aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the emes says that's all in the way it's perceived mitzad the Bria. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was the same as it was Kaidim the Bria, all there was is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think these things are, you know, I'm not claiming to understand these things, I'm just saying what it says in the Svarim, but it says that, you know, there's that there's differences in perspective and what it is the emes klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what it is klapei us. The emes, all there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and klapei us, it seems that there's a bria aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It really goes, you know, it really, we see this maybe in a much more practical sense in the, you know, the stira between Bechira and Yediyah. You know, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll get to this hopefully in the Ikarim also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedea, Kol, and knows everything that's going to be. But Ramai said we also have, from our perspective, Bechira, to choose what's going to be. So it seems in one sense it's already set what's going to be, in one sense it's not already set it's going to be. And the truth is, the way the Mekubalim we do that is that, you know, that's just a small part of it. The whole world, the Emes Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing changed from before the Bria till after the Bria. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, whatever we do makes no difference. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically created another perspective that there should be a perspective of a Bria and of a world existing aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has some sort of Metzius on its own. But that's all from our perspective, you know, from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all just Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, we have the side of Achdus, which is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is singular in all senses, and the way the Rambam expressed that in Maror Nebuchim is that singular is not really a good term because that implies something that could be two or could be three. It's part of a progression of numbers. It's physical. But Bemis is just a lashon that we use to help us understand it. It means that there's nothing in this world that's in any sense similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Kubalim understand that Hashem Echad means much more. It means a klape, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective. All there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything we see is just the perspective HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see. Okay, very good. So hope we'll meet again at 12:15. There's Marikimus for Brach is also on the Bima there. Who defines? I'm not sure what you mean.
Because I asked you questions last week. He's like, yeah, but the definition of a God is that he's one forever. Who makes up the definition of a God?
Well, I guess the question is,
how could you have to be a solid or...
Because Baruch Hu is an existence. Whatever Baruch Hu is the definition of a God. And now you could say, well, how do we know?
So how is that an answer to explain Hashem if the whole definition is
no, now we can use like our logic or use the Kairos of Chazal to understand what is the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam definitely has no problem using logic to understand what the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is.
Ruby told me last week when I asked him a certain question, I forgot what. Ruby said, yeah, but the definition of a God is one. Never knows.
I think I remember exactly what I was saying, but I think I was going with the way the Rambam understands the definition of a God. That's why he presents ideas in a certain way. Great, if you would understand God completely differently, then it would be a different ballgame. You might not be right, it would be a different ballgame.
So the term God is defined now the Rishon to explain Hashem?
I mean, anyone who tries to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a definition for what it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were discussing the Rambam's definition. Are there other definitions? I'm not aware of it. I don't know of other definitions. If you should know the definitions, I'll have to deal with it.
Right? Also, on a similar note, what they were saying that a lot of times I can speak to Zimra, I can tell him. Allah Mishalom, Hashem, obviously not literal. Like, Hashem doesn't need a little bit of verse, so Siachlots, Shakyates, whatever. Seeing how they understand that, are they just trying to understand it on their own level, applying to things that we understand? Seeing that, how do we understand that? We can't describe Hashem ever. Hashem doesn't need big horses. How tricky things to Hashem, which...
As most things are sure ways that we can try to understand some sort of...
On you,
right? This is the Rambam Rishajig called Dibre Terek Roshim Ve'Avon. Well, I'll use the term. Let's say they use the term. Okay. All right.